Victoria Royals fans can be excused for rubbing their eyes as they do a double take when looking at the Western Hockey League standings. The table appears to be turned upside down from the previous three seasons. The Royals, the 2nd of November 16, are fourth in the Western Conference after missing the playoffs the last two seasons and placing dead last in the bubble season before that. The defending WHL champion Seattle Thunderbirds, the 1st of October 11, who host the Royals tonight in Kent, are ninth in the Western Conference and currently out of a playoff position. The Royals got the best of another recent powerhouse and now rebuilding team by taking 6 of a possible 8 points in their 4 consecutive games against the Western Conference bottom-dwelling Kamloops Blazers, 7-1-6-5, culminating in Sunday afternoon's 6-3 victory before 3,903 fans at the Sandman Center in Kamloops. The Royals' season has been driven by blue line play, even offensively, and that was again evident Sunday as Justin Kipke scored twice, Austin Zemlak once, while Nate Miskey added 3 assists. Miskey with 27 points and Kipke with 23 are in the top 10 for points by WHL defensemen. "I think our D-core has been doing well and moving pucks up," said Miskey, during a practice session. "We can always be better in our D-zone and we'll keep working on that." Kipke, selected by the Arizona Coyotes in this year's NHL draft, has 7 goals and is tied for 3rd among WHL blue liners. The Coyotes sent former NHL defenseman Curtis Foster from their player development staff up to work with Kipke last week during Royals practices at Save on Foods Memorial Center. "Every NHL team now has 2 to 5 development coaches," said Royals head coach James Patrick. "Last season with Matt Savoy, when Patrick coached the Winnipeg Ice, we had someone from the Buffalo Sabres at 65 of our 68 games. They came to a lot of our practices, too. These are the resources NHL teams are putting into development." Patrick doesn't mind the added NHL developmental eyes and help on the ice, but with a stipulation. "I have no problem having them on the ice. All I ask is come and work with your player, but if you have any advice for other players, impart that, too. They know we are the coaches here and we have our system. But they have a lot of helpful feedback. They want to work with us." It also doesn't hurt for undrafted players, such as Royals forwards Tanner Scott, Reggie Newman and Eskelis Berlick, who also scored Sunday in Kamloops, to help get noticed up close in practice by NHL personnel. Miskey, meanwhile, is showing why he was invited to the NHL rookie camp of the Edmonton Oilers. "We have to work and do our jobs and play our systems," said Miskey, of the 5-game road trip, which began with the 2-game sweep in Kamloops followed by tonight against the Thunderbirds in Kent and then Friday and Saturday in Prince George against the CHL National top-ranked Cougars. "Battling and competing is the key to us having success. That is being reflected in the standings, much to the relief of previously suffering Royals fans, who are beginning to see a glimmer. To get those 6 points against Kamloops is huge as we move on to the rest of the road trip," said Kipke in a statement. CDH Ian saw at TimesColonist.com.